So let's go back to that. So Friday night,
sure.
8 o'clock, nothing was happening.
Yeah.
And then 1 minute past eight.
So we started. I mean, obviously, we started talking about it on Friday afternoon, and we said, you know, let's try. We can get this data available. Environment Agency think they can do it, but they had a bit of work to do on Friday to try and really decide was it possible to get it done by Sunday. And so we said this is a great idea, let's start organising it. We can't announce it until the Environment Agency can 100% confirm they'll have the data. And so we started getting everyone together. You know, Google were great, they offered the place. Facebook and Microsoft both said, you know, they've sent teams of engineers. Microsoft agreed to buy lunch, Facebook to buy dinner. Everyone kind of got stuck in. We started planning it all, but couldn't tell anyone. And it was 8 p.m. on Friday when we finally got the word from the Environment Agency that we could do the go-ahead.
So just going to that, what that data was, because I understand that's, from the people I've spoken to here, yeah, most of them, if not all of them, are using that data in some way, yeah, quite integral to what they've created. So tell me what that data was and
sure,
how it was put together.
So the Environment Agency collects in real time, like 15-minute updates, the current flood status of every like geographic area around the UK. I think there's like 7,000 different polygons, so you can kind of look, interrogate it by postcode and that kind of thing, and be able to see what are the river levels, what's the flood status, is there a warning, is it severe, this kind of thing. And we can access it in real time so that developers can then use that and mash that up with other data. So people are, you know, combining that with maps data, with data about transport, meteorological data, any other things they can think of to create, you know, useful ways of giving people the information they need locally.
So what are the useful ways? I mean, that's the kind of thing, I guess.
Well,
that,
that's what you can watch the presentations.
Quite, but I mean, you know, sort of visualization is one thing, practicality is another. So how do you turn that from visualization into practicality?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're seeing from today from people. One of the key challenges is getting people local information for them. There's lots of central information, but if you're in a town in Somerset, how do you find out, you know, A, what the situation is for you, and B, where are your local resources? How can you get that to people easily? How can you maybe get the information to people by text message if they don't have a smartphone? So a lot of the work today has been working out how to get the right information to the people who need it in an easy way.
I guess one of the things going forward from this is what happens to these projects once they've been presented, yeah, and I guess half completed tonight. There's a lot of work to do on all of them. It's a case now, isn't it, for the Environment Agency, for the government to step in and say, right, the things that work, we're going to take on and we're going to perhaps put money into. Is that going to happen?
Some may actually be, some of the ideas may be taken in, but we're actually going to be judging. We've got a judging panel this evening, and we've got a lot of support from different firms. Like Nominair, Microsoft, some of them are actually putting money behind this and saying, you know, we'll take some of these that look great, and if you're willing to take them on, we'll support you with funding, with hosting, with other things. And then from the government side, you know, and also some of the corporate support like Facebook and Google, they're able to then promote those to flood victims. So on the one hand, you know, support and funding to ensure it works and is real, but then also actually getting out to people who need it. So really it's an opportunity to help thousands of people, and that's obviously the main thing.